Well, hey guys, welcome to The Drive. It is September 26th, and I'm just running errands here on Monday. And if I sound kind of funny, I've been having crazy, I don't know what you call it, allergy attacks. My allergies have, during this season, this time, this is when my allergies get bad for like a few weeks every year here in Mobile in the Deep South. You know, everything's green, the pollen, all the stuff in the air. It's just like, whew, man. Wednesday, I went to church to teach, and I felt fine, you know, finished the teaching. And then soon after we left, I just started feeling bad, you know. And I started getting a headache, my throat, it was scratchy, my nasal. Like, it was all just, I felt miserable, right? Just to be honest, I felt bad. And so went home, got some rest, and barely slept through the night. Thursday, I was like laid out all day. I was pretty much useless. And then Friday, I woke up, felt a lot better, a lot more normal, and things were cleared up. I did the nasal rinse and all that, you know. And then Saturday, I felt good. Felt all good. Felt like, okay, it's passed. I'm all good. So I went about my daily business and you know, did church stuff, studied, cleaned the church, all the different things. And I think I did too much, because on the Saturday I felt bad. So I'm still struggling with this nasal stuff, and praise the Lord, though, He gets us through. I mean, I think I was thinking about it. This is really where, you know, a test of faith, attitude-wise, comes in. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's like when everything is going good, when you feel good, when everything is going your way, when you paid the bills, when the errands are done, when you're just relaxing, you know, those are the moments, those are the times where it's easy to have a good attitude. You're just like naturally like, yeah, things are great, you know. And we have those moments. Everyone has those moments. It's not really a test of faith. It's just like, all right, praise God. And then there are those other moments where it's like, I feel horrible. And so your first inclination is just to get frustrated and let that frustration cause the attitude to go downhill to where you're short fused with maybe your family or friends or coworkers or whatever. You're just irritated because you just feel bad. See, it's like times like this where I'm stretched in my faith when it comes to my attitude. Because obviously we can sin by the things we say, the things we do, the attitudes we have. And so it's like these are the times where I'm like, Lord, give me patience. Lord, give me perseverance. Lord, I feel horrible right now, God, but You're still good. Help me get through. And so these are the moments that I'm reminded to, no matter what, no matter how I feel, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what's going on in my life, attitude matters, right? My attitude actually matters. You know, when it comes to the cultural Christianity, attitude doesn't matter. It's just like, I'm going through the motions, I'm taking action and doing the things I need to do, and they disregard, cultural Christians disregard attitude because they don't think it's part of living out the faith, which it is. It's a huge part, actually. It's actually the part that will draw people in and intrigue people to know more about what you believe. So yes, attitude matters. So when you feel bad, or when you're going through it, or, you know, like the thorn in Paul's side, right? Whatever that was, whether it was an eye issue or what, it's like that thing was not going to be taken away. He was going to have that pain, that affliction. God wasn't going to remove it. And so what do you do? Well, he could have either complained about it and been like, everything's horrible, life sucks, I hate this. Or he could be like, you know what, I don't like this, but God's got a plan. He's going to use it in my life. Yeah, if you're horrible, it hurts. It's constantly painful. But it's a reminder that His grace is sufficient. And I'm going to get up and get going, and I'm going to keep spreading the gospel. I'm going to keep having that attitude just to praise God, to thank God. Like someone said, having that attitude of gratitude, even when you don't feel like it, even when it seems like there's just troubles all around you. Even when you face devastation, you can still have an attitude that's pleasing to the Lord and that acts to reach out as a light into the world. And so, I don't know, it's just a reminder today. I haven't been doing the drive for the last week because I have felt so bad and I still feel pretty bad today, but I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to do it despite how I feel. I don't care because I'm still praising God through it. I'm still praising God and so blessed. And I want to bless God however I can, right? And so that's what we get to do. And I want to have an attitude. Part of that is the way I react to things. And so I don't know. It's just a good reminder to me, you guys. I know it was a short one, but I'm going to keep coughing and all that. So I'm going to do some errands and then go do a sinus rinse. It's going to be great. But yeah, you guys, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what externally is going on, you can still praise God. You can still have an attitude of gratitude. You can still be thankful because you know the Lord. He's with you. He's leading you. He's speaking. And He's always good. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you next time.